Good morning, Gdansk.
Good morning, Gdansk, and welcome back. It is 11:06, and you're joined here with Ewelina Potocka.
Dzień dobry, Chris Farman po drugiej stronie. Witamy bardzo serdecznie wszystkich słuchaczy.
Good morning, and if you was following us on Facebook, you saw we was on tour this week in London.
Dokładnie, London podbity.
Yep.
Byliśmy tam, zapraszamy na naszego Facebooka. Beautiful pictures.
Beautiful, fantastic. We was there yesterday, and it was spring, yes?
No właśnie, w Londynie wiosna, a u nas...
We came here this morning and what, 2 o'clock in the morning we landed.
Yeah, and Chris had a lot of work. Chris niestety odśnieżał samochód, but you did great.
I did. But I got home this morning and of course, what do I come home to? A letter from my landlady, Pani Violetta.
Pani Violetta, pozdrawiam.
Yes. To say that there is no heating and no hot water.
No, man.
So yeah, this morning I had a cold shower and, oh Jesus, this was terrible. Absolutely terrible.
Terrible? You look great, man.
A cold shower.
Cold shower, the best thing you can do.
Unbelievable. Do you know what? You put the soap on and soap does not come off with cold water. It's impossible to get the soap off.
So you are still with soap?
A little. Can you just smell that?
Yeah, you smell beautiful. Chris Farman.
And of course, we have some fantastic news today. You can come down to Radio Gdansk Studio. We do have an open day. And this is until...
Feel the soap on Chris' skin.
This is until 1 p.m.
Tak, zapraszamy do 13. Cały czas trwają dni otwarte, dzień otwarty właściwie w Radiu Gdańsk. Można nas odwiedzić. Serdecznie Państwa zapraszamy. Spojrzę jeszcze. O 13:00 Krystyna Stańko, spotkanie prowadzi Kamil Wicik. O 12:00 Dagmara Wiewiórkowska. Rozmawiać z panią doktor będzie Anna Rębas. A już teraz trwa spotkanie Kamil Wicika i Magdy Szpiner i Kamila Wicik.
Fantastic. So if you want to find out more, come down and come check out the radio station. You can come see us right now. We're on for the next hour, so why not?
Grunwaldzka 18.
Grunwaldzka 18, exactly.
That's the address. Okay, so, 1975.
1975. These are Brit Award winners.
Best British band.
Yes, and also album.
Zgadza się. Najlepsza grupa brytyjska już teraz na antenie Radia Gdańsk, bo niedawno odbyły się Brit Awards.
Thank you.
That was 1975 and it is 11:12 and you're here with Radio Gdansk.
Yes, I am. I would like to add that it's the best British band of the year, according to Brit Awards.
That's amazing. And of course, Brit Awards are an important thing. They're second behind the Grammys, yes?
Yes, and it's a very big influence when it comes to world music.
Yes, fantastic. Well done to 1975.
British man. British music.
So, we was in London this week, and of course, this gave me a chance, whenever I'm in the UK, to miss Gdansk. Whenever I'm in the UK, I always try to find the opportunity to visit the parents, the what I like to call the old fogies.
Old fogies.
Old fogies.
Staruszkowie, something like that.
Yes, może być. Mm-hmm. It's, we can call them many things. Old fogies, old farts. Just a little nickname for your parents. But I always take the opportunity to visit the old fogies. And of course, doesn't matter how old you get or how long I've lived by myself, my parents, especially my mum, always believes that she knows best.
Oczywiście, because this is mum.
I've been living by myself now for maybe 8 years, and still, when I want to do the washing, it's impossible. I'm not allowed to touch the washing machine by myself. It's up to my mum. I just have to leave the washing outside the washing machine.
She knows how to do it.
Yep. And of course, so basically I put my gym top just outside, and later on when she takes it out of the washing machine, she's like, oh, Christopher, there's some
marks.
Yeah, Christopher.
Okay, that's the sign. This is mother.
Christopher, there's some marks on your top. These were here before, yes? I'm like, no, mum, they wasn't. this is your doing. She's like, no, I'm sure these were here before. So I go to the gym later that day, put on this top, and basically it looks terrible. There's black marks all over this yellow top.
This is new fashion. This is mum's fashion. Please live with this.
They always think they know best, even when they get it wrong. And then they deny it. This is the main point. They deny that they're in the wrong.
But I have to say, nie tylko brytyjskie mamy takie są. Polish mums are
the same. Yeah?
Tak.
But what do you do? So please tell me if you have any idea on how to get around this, and let us know on 603-060606. What do you do? Do you have any suggestions, Evelina, for what you do with your mum?
Yeah, jestem bardzo ciekawa. Be patient, you know, patient.
Be patient?
Yeah.
Come on, there's patient for her to, you know.
You know, we say it in
Polish. Ship her off to the care home.
We say it, jednym uchem ci wchodzi, a drugim uchem wychodzi.
Okay.
Ale wiesz, stoisz przed mamą uśmiechnięta. Tak, mamusiu, tak będzie.
Just say yes to everything.
Exactly.
Okay.
Najlepsza metoda. 603-060606 albo Facebook.
Facebook at Good Morning Gdansk. Yeah, so just let us know if you have any tips or any advice on how to deal with your mother. Let us
Polish
know.
Or British.
Polish or British, German, whatever, they're all the same. Now, here it is. We have Pink, Walk Me Home. This is her new single, recently released on the Brit Awards.
When I saw everything is good, but now you're the only thing that's good. Trying to stand up on my own two feet, this conversation ain't coming easily. And darling, I know it's getting late, so what do you say we leave this place? Walk me home in the dead of night. I can't be alone with all that's on my mind. So say you'll stay with me tonight, 'cause there is so much wrong going on outside. There's something in the way I wanna cry that makes me think we'll make it out alive. So come on and show me how we're good. I think that we could do some good. Mm-hmm. Walk me home in the dead of night. I can't be alone with all that's on my mind. Mm-hmm. So say you'll stay with me tonight, 'cause there is so going on outside.
'cause I can't be alone with all that's on my mind. Say you'll stay with me tonight, 'cause there's so much wrong going on.
Walk me home in the dead of night. I can't be alone with all that's on my mind. So say you'll stay with me tonight, 'cause there is so much wrong. There is so much wrong. There is so much wrong going on outside.
Okay, I have to address the elephant in the room here. It's like being in a zoo. What is going on? Right behind us,
we have
about 20 people looking through the glass.
Tak, i mówimy o was. Pomachajcie jeszcze. Machają. Jest tak. Są nasi słuchacze, odwiedzają nas dzisiaj i my Państwa też bardzo serdecznie zapraszamy do naszej rozgłośni przy Grunwaldzkiej 18, bo dziś jest drugi dzień otwarty i ostatni, więc to jest ostatnia szansa, by nas odwiedzić.
Exactly. Come down to Radio Gdansk. You've got until 1 p.m. to come check out the backstage of Radio Gdansk, what it's like. Okay, we do have a couple of text messages in. And Carolina, how do you deal with your mum? So Carolina, she doesn't really have any fantastic advice. She says she just grins and bears it. So she just says yes, of course, and carries
on. And yes,
on.
Of course.
Yep. And of course, she tries not to visit her mother too often.
A, proszę bardzo, czyli uniki tak zwane. Okay, I have also one from Piotr. And Piotr mówi, mama zawsze mówi nie, bo nie. Jestem pewna, że to znacie. Nie, bo nie.
I love this. No reason whatsoever, just
nie,
no.
Nie, bo nie. I to jest typowa mama. Nie, bo nie. Ale wszystkie mamy bardzo kochamy i wszystkie mamy bardzo serdecznie pozdrawiamy oczywiście.
Okay, so you was recently in London, of course.
Tak.
We were both in London.
Yeah, nice to see you here in Gdańsk, Mr. Christopher.
So, the main question for you. Obviously, London is a very multinational place.
Tak.
How did you find it, understanding the Londoners?
Po ludzku po prostu.
Yeah, exactly.
Very nice people.
Yeah, understand them. You could understand them okay, the different accents.
No właśnie, nie zawsze.
Okay.
Not everybody speaks the same language.
Very
although
true.
You think it's English.
Yes. We was in a couple of places on yesterday and surrounded by Polish people.
Tak.
We went to a restaurant, Polish people sitting next to
no
us.
No tak, no Londyn jest polski, można już powiedzieć, trochę tak jak Chicago, ale nie tylko Londyn, bo Polaków jest bardzo dużo w wielu brytyjskich miastach i też serdecznie Was pozdrawiamy oczywiście. Mam nadzieję, że nas słuchacie.
Of course. And also the British sarcasm.
Oh, no tak, no. I have it here.
You do indeed.
In front of my eyes. The British sarcasm itself.
We are famous for this. Just, you know, we don't like to be too serious, or when we are, we're only joking.
And so that's the best method.
Yep. Sarcasm and, of course, banter. Back and forth banter.
Tak.
Banter, just chatting.
I have to
and,
deal with it.
Yes, just taking the mick out of each other.
Every Saturday.
This is the highlight of your life.
Yeah, tak. 603-0606-06. Pytamy o mamy, o ukochane mamy, jak sobie radzić z mamą polską albo mamą brytyjską. Yeah. Albo jakąś też inną mamą.
How do you deal with your mother? Or even fathers. Fathers can be just as bad. Mine's a little bit more relaxed. But he's like a bit like a big baby, to be honest. He gets very mad very quickly at stupid things, very silly things. We say when he gets mad, he's throwing his dummy out of his pram.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah, strange, I know.
Ja jestem córeczką tatusia, I'm daddy's daughter, so
of course.
Completely different subject.
So let us know, what do you do with your mother or your father on 603-060606?
And again, Brit Awards today in our show.
Yep, the whole playlist is Brit Awards.
Exactly, so now it's time for Sam Fender, who won the prize... Critics' Choice, the best Critics' Choice.
Indeed.
You were cracking all your fingers with your eyes fixed to the floor. Sounded echoed down the street by the monument you heed. Blind and screaming through a megaphone.
matter who you are, where you've been, ears watching from the screen, keeps a keen eye on the in-between, from the people to the queen.
It's 11:30 and here is the news with Adam Gopczewski.
Radio Gdańsk, English Service.
RGEN News, the headlines. Putin says Russia is ready for a Cuban-style missile crisis. Poland and Lithuania to coordinate security and defense. Sale of European Solidarity Center suggested. Good morning. Russian President Vladimir Putin has said that Russia is militarily ready for a Cuban missile-style crisis if the United States wanted one, and threatened to place hypersonic nuclear missiles on ships or submarines near US territorial waters. Putin's comments made to Russian media earlier this week follow his warning that Moscow will match any US move to deploy new missiles closer to Russia by stationing its own missiles closer to the United States, or by deploying faster missiles, or both. The presidents of Poland and Lithuania have agreed to coordinate their positions on security and defense policy issues within NATO, the European Union, and regional formats. Documents on joint positions in security matters and defense policy within NATO and the EU, as well as cooperation between both armed forces, were signed by the presidents of Poland and Lithuania. The declaration underlines the necessity of preserving Euro-Atlantic security, respect for international law, and the need to engage in building a stable, safe, and democratic region, emphasizing close transatlantic cooperation for security. A preliminary report from the Polish National Statistics Office on the number of apartments built in January claims it is at its highest level since 1990. A government minister added that this is good news for the housing construction business. Numbers are up to over 16,000 units in January, an 8.6% increase over last year. Commercial house building businesses accounted for around 10,000 new homes, the other 6,000 being built by private individuals. According to Marek Skiba, mayor of Gdańsk candidate, privatization of the European Solidarity Center will solve the dispute between the government and the city of Gdańsk authorities. The presidential hopeful Skiba says that the ESC has become the object of a political battle, and the sale of the object may be the only solution to end this conflict. Representatives of the Solidarity Trade Union have recently withdrawn from the ECS Managing Council. The city election is scheduled for March the 3rd. An unexploded bombshell, most likely dug up by foraging wild boars, has been found by a walker in a forest in Gdynia. He informed the local authorities about the find. Police guarded the unexploded ordnance until the arrival of explosive experts. The authorities are reminding the public to inform the police or the municipal police in case of finding any unexploded ordnance, and under no circumstances should you try or touch to take such a thing home. And the weather. The cold snap continues today under beautiful clear blue skies. highs of minus 4 degrees Celsius, that's 25 degrees Fahrenheit. The outlook for the weekend, cold but dry. That was the RGEN news and weather.
Good morning, guys.
But the face on your boy casts a darker picture of the red-handed act. He's gonna whisper, "Love blood, I'm sorry, cause I know you got my back." He was running, I couldn't think, I had to get out of that. Not long ago, you were miming to the shook ones. Now this really is part two, cause you're the shook one.
Hands you the tool, is it question your friendship as men like you gonna make me a convict?
Georgia Smith to jest najlepsza brytyjska artystka 2019 roku. W tym roku będzie można ją zobaczyć
of course he's amazing, he's British, come on.
W Trójmieście podczas festiwalu Open Air.
It is 11:37 and you are here at Good Morning Gdansk. And we do have a couple of text messages.
Tak, zgadza się. Yeah, let's start.
We have Marta.
We'll call you Christopher now.
We have Marta. And of course, she had the same problem when she was younger. Again, her mother always believing that she was right. And of course, her always fighting against her mother. But now she's grown up and she has three children. She is a mum of three. And of course, she's now copying her mother.
So. Yeah, Bonia.
Exactly, yep. And maybe you should just let your kids rule a little bit. Let them make the mistakes and then correct them later.
You don't have children.
I think I could be a good role model, maybe.
Moja mama ma 50 lat i przebiegła 3 maratony i kolejny w tym roku przebiegnie w listopadzie w Nowym Jorku.
That's
to
incredible.
Jest coś.
That's absolutely incredible. I couldn't do that. Not even now, to be honest.
Szkoda, że się nasza słuchaczka albo słuchacz nie podpisała, ale mama zuch.
My mother is like a little cat.
Oh.
Just give her hot milk and donuts and she is the happiest person in the world. Since when do you give a cat donuts?
No proszę, pani Ewa, jak widzi, karmi swoje koty.
That's a new one for me.
A może pączkami? Tłusty czwartek niebawem, next week.
That's slightly different. But big news for you guys that know Steve Irwin. Steve Irwin, okay.
Tony, this is not a mother.
Okay, no, not a mother. But he was a famous Australian, let's say, zookeeper. Pretty much, for those of you that don't know who he is, he's like the Crocodile Dundee. Yeah, uh-huh. He's like the original Crocodile Dundee. And of course, if he was still alive, he would be 57 today. And I remember as a kid always going home, 3:30, getting home, sitting down in front of the TV and watching his show. He had a zoo show. Amazing. All about animals and this kind of stuff. And absolutely amazing. So, Steve Irwin, hope you're listening. This one is for you.
Traveling in a fighter combi. Trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady. She made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? Where women glow and men blunder. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover. I said, do you speak my language? He just smiled and gave me a Vegemite sandwich. And he said, I come from a land down under. From Peter Slow and Manchester.
That is a land down under, and that is for Steve Irwin, who is his birthday today. If he was still alive, he would be 57. And I'm surprised you don't know who he is, Evelina.
No, trudno, no. Czasami nie mogę wiedzieć wszystkiego.
You know Crocodile Dundee,
tak,
yes?
Tak, to już wiem. Okay. Wszystko wiem. I know everything. And I'm very wise.
Just think of him as the Crocodile Dundee.
Dobrze, tak będę sobie go kojarzyć. A ciekawe, czy krokodyle... O, kiedyś była taka historia w Gdyni, że pan hodował krokodyla. To tak a propos, to chyba był marynarz, który przywiózł krokodyla skądś i miał go w Gdyni in his garden.
Yeah, crocodile.
Yeah,
in Gdynia,
in Gdynia, yeah.
In Gdynia?
My friends told me this story, yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
were they drunk and were you drunk?
No, it's a true story, guys.
I don't believe there's a crocodile in Gdynia.
Nah, believe it.
Okay, so I have something totally wild. Now, we all know it's 2019. This is the age of dating applications.
Uh-huh.
Yes. But latest news, there is a dating application called Bumble.
And oh, never heard of that.
Bumble, you've never heard of it? Because you have a boyfriend. I hope you haven't heard
yes,
of it.
Yes, maybe that's the reason. Bumble.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And it's like an opposite one where the woman has to match with the guy or something like this. I haven't used it personally. But there is a woman who matched with a guy on Bumble, and their first meeting, guess where their first meeting was?
Crocodile Dundee style, whatever.
It was Gatwick Airport on Christmas Day, and they flew to Las Vegas to get married.
No.
Yes, they flew to Las Vegas on their first date to get married.
Ludzie zwariowali.
Yeah, but good news, they're still together 2 months later.
No proszę.
However, they do have some problems, so obviously, you know, nothing straightforward.
Ale jak długo wcześniej ze sobą pisali, bo to jest ciekawe.
it's, you know, like when you move in with somebody after being married, there is some problems. You know, the guy leaves his socks around on the floor, or the woman has the hair like just all over the bathroom floor.
I asked Chris, how long have they been like writing with each other?
I missed that. They have, I don't know. Probably, if it's such a spontaneous date, probably just like 1 week.
Yeah, not that.
Yes. Yet. However, their biggest problem, what is their biggest problem, is now they live with, in the same house, as two of her ex-boyfriends.
Aha, świetnie.
Yeah,
this idealna is sytuacja.
And this woman is English, and she comes from an area close to where I live.
Oh, proszę bardzo. Very yes. Good vibrations there. Okay, so first kiss, one kiss. Why not? Calvin Harris now. It's the best producer, British producer, and that's the best, najlepsza... Wybaczcie mi dzisiaj z tym angielskim jakoś za dużo. Po polsku chcę powiedzieć. Najlepszy utwór brytyjski zgodnie z wyborem tegorocznych Brit Awards.
Like all you
One Kiss, Calvin Harris i Dua Lipa. I tutaj słowo wyjaśnienia. To jest najlepsza brytyjska piosenka roku 2018.
Best breakthrough artist, indeed.
No, it will come. It was the best song.
This is coming up next.
To będzie jeszcze w zanadrzu. Natomiast One Kiss, no tak, podoba się czy nie. Brytyjczycy uznali, że to jest najlepszy utwór.
And you just said to me before the song finished, this is the best song this year?
Yes, yeah? British. Yeah. British. Explain, please, now.
Best British song this
year?
Yeah.
Seriously?
One Kiss. Okay, it's good, it's good. Don't get me wrong,
Coming back to crocodiles. Proszę bardzo, ktoś napisał, tego krokodyla miał mój kolega w Gdyni na ulicy Inżynierskiej. Widzisz?
I love how
I don't lie.
Had to text in and prove me wrong.
Jego mama karmiła go surowymi kurczakami, a w domu miał łazienkę z dużą wanną do dyspozycji.
And we're sure it's a crocodile, yeah? Not just a funny looking
no,
dog?
No, it was a crocodile. Yes? No. Okay. And not a goldfish.
Not a goldfish. But this was a baby? Like, how big?
Podobno tak. No z tego co wiem, ja go osobiście nie widziałam, but it should be a baby crocodile.
If we can get a picture of this, obviously this was before, I don't know if the guy still has it.
Chyba nie, nie wiem. Okay. Dzisiaj krokodyla, no nie wiem, czy to by tak przeszło, to raczej chyba dawne czasy.
If we can get a picture of this, I will believe it.
No więc właśnie, można wysłać 603060606, jeśli państwo w swoich albumach fotograficznych takie zdjęcie krokodyla posiadają, ale tego z ulicy Inżynierskiej. Albo... Facebook też.
Facebook, yes, at Good Morning Gdansk, or you can text us on 603-060606. I am waiting for that crocodile picture. Now, just before that song, we was talking about this dating application.
No właśnie.
And of course, everybody is an Instagram star these days, yes?
No, wiadomo.
Yeah, I know you are as well, Evelina.
No, come on. Kto to mówi?
If you go to Evelina's Facebook page right now, you will see a photo of her British experience holding a Hello magazine and a cup of tea.
Tak, it was very, very British.
So there is a new Instagram page opened up, and seriously, it has more followers than what I do, just very quickly. What it is it's an Instagram page for Tinder conversations. People are posting screenshots of their Tinder conversations.
Great idea.
Over 2 million followers so far. And so I've read some of these conversations. They are very funny, very stupid.
Embarrassing sometimes.
Embarrassing, yes.
Tak, to ja jeszcze krótko powiem. Strona na Instagramie, gdzie można screeny pewnie wrzucać rozmów z aplikacji Tinder. No, ciekawa
sprawa. Yeah, let's find out actually. What is your best, let's say, Tinder chat-up line? Anybody who's on Tinder or any kind of dating applications, what's your best Tinder chat-up line?
No właśnie, możecie do nas pisać, a jeśli do nas napiszecie, to bardzo jesteśmy ciekawi, bo ewentualnie jutro możemy też przeczytać te wiadomości, because tomorrow we are also here.
We are here from 11 till 12, of course.
But we are still here.
We're always here.
And you can visit us today.
Indeed. But actually, Evelina, your best chat-up line, which you've got from, I know you've used these dating applications in
the past. I wouldn't like to mention it, ale były takie, które No. We were like very directly. First question you want, you don't want. Oh, no, just
okay.
Let's play a song. Tom Walker, Just You and I, and that's
best
what?
Breakthrough artist.
Tak.
I got this right.
Let's get drunk. I'll pour my heart up to my mouth. This year's been hard for us, no doubt. Let's raise a glass to a better one. Let all the things that we've overcome bring home to us, cause me and you, we can hold this out. Only you understand how I'm feeling now, yeah. And I know I can tell you anything. You won't judge, you're just listening, yeah. Cause you're the best thing that ever happened to me. Cause my darling, you and I can take over the world. One step at a time, just you and I.
Just you and I.
Cause you're the only one who brings light just like the sun. One step at a time, just you and I.
Just you and I.
Let's get drunk, reminisce about the days how we were broke, not getting paid, and taking trips at that weekend when I would drop down to see her and we would paint the town. Many shots I'll be passing out, cause I could never keep up. What words now I'm puking open. I know I can tell you anything. You won't judge, you're just listening, yeah.
Cause you're the best thing that ever happened to me. Cause my darling, you and I, we take over the world. One step at a time, just you and I,
just you and I.
Cause you're the only one who brings light just like the sun. One step at a time, just you and I,
just you and I.
I'm tired of chasing paper, staring at this screen. Been saving up for weeks now just to get to you, my dear. And though you're far from my home, this ain't no weekend bird. You know my heart grows fonder.
Był krokodyl. Państwo potwierdzają. Przez 20 lat mieszkałem na Inżynierskiej. Potwierdzam. This is one SMS. The second. To fakt. Był krokodyl. Lata 75-77. Joanna.
This is unbelievable. And Zuza and Martin, I love this photo. They've actually sent us in a photo of the crocodile. Maybe not the real one though.
Ja otwieram zdjęcie. Oh, sweet crocodiles. And there were also crocodiles in Jajko z Niespodzianką, Kinder Surprise. There were also crocodiles. I had the whole collection.
Seriously?
And of course.
Oh,
you didn't?
No, I didn't.
Well, let's finish this conversation, man.
Okay, guys. So that was George Ezra. And he picked up the best...
That wasn't George Ezra. That was Tom Walker. With his breakthrough.
Breakthrough.
And
sorry,
in
it's
a
Friday,
minute.
People. It's Friday. Come on. Give me a break.
And we were in London yesterday at that time.
Exactly.
No dobrze, drodzy Państwo, jutro wracamy o 11 w sobotę na falach Radia Gdańsk, ale można też nas słuchać jak zawsze w sieci, w internecie.
Yes, 11 till 12 tomorrow, Saturday. Join us. It's going to be fantastic, absolutely fantastic. And of course, don't go anywhere because even Evelina's up later as well on a culinary show.
O tak, od 13 zapraszam bardzo serdecznie. Audycja kulinarna Gotuj się na weekend. Ale też dużo jeszcze dziś się dzieje w Radiu Gdańsk. Zapraszamy Państwa bardzo serdecznie, można nas odwiedzać. Grunwaldzka 18, dziś jest dzień otwarty.
Yes, you have, what, two hours left to get down here?
Yeah. Indeed, tak, dokładnie. Okay, Christopher Farman.
And Evelina Potocka, it's been fantastic and we'll see you tomorrow.
Yes, we will see each other here in the same place, same time. A wy jesteście z nami przed odbiornikami. Do usłyszenia.
See you.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changed in the atmosphere. Architecture unfamiliar, I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. We're south of the equator, navigator. Gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. Deep sea diving round the clock, bikini bottoms, lager tops. I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. We got two in the front, two in the back, sailing along. Around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top
that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be.
I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the